This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
That's right, the Three Horsemen are here. Corey, Big E, and T.O.
Woo! Had to throw it in.
Basically our debut episode, technically our debut.
Pretty much.
We
are completely the Three Horsemen now. I have never heard of Not So Fast.
Me neither. T.O.'s reading. He doesn't get
He's not on the show yet.
What's up, guys?
He'll be joining us later.
He will be joining us later. We're here for our debut. We want to say hi to everybody that is joining us maybe for the first time, maybe for the third
Last
or fourth time.
Time.
Oh. You know our voices. You know who we are. And if you don't, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I am Corey.
I am Big E.
Awesome. T.O.
Jesus, can't even get that out of him.
Sorry.
I was actually reading about...
Okay, something. Don't do this.
Nope,
don't
go.
Okay. So we are... we're big wrestling... He would have... Going to explain what he
nope,
was reading,
I was
and it
not.
Would take fucking forever.
Are we going to give our wrestling resume?
Might as well.
Well, obviously, in my opinion, Corey, you have the best knowledge of any of us on any, especially like all the old Deep South promotions and all the little mom and pops across the country.
I'm a territory guy.
1992 IKWF state champ. 1993 IKWF qualifier.
Never.
Oh, I never wrestled. I was making up a fake.
You've seen wrestling. We've all seen wrestling.
Yes.
Now, but we've all been watching wrestling. Since we can remember watching anything, that's the way it is for me anyway.
Damn right.
Yep. I have times I've gone to see wrestling events that I was so young I can't remember. So that's how long it's been in my life.
Right.
Same. I mean, it was a part of our childhood. I think all of us that, you know, we watched it, not like heroes from it, but it was like our cartoons.
I would say our age group is one of the prime age groups for people that were, like, their childhoods were defined by wrestling.
Yep. Without a doubt. Because it went from childhood with the Hogan era that was aimed at us.
And then we grew up Attitude
to
Era.
To the Attitude Era that was aimed at us.
When we finally got our pubes.
What's the target age group? 18 to 34.
We are
heading out of it. We're getting out of it slowly but surely.
You guys are turning 35 this year, aren't you?
Yep. Yep.
We're going to join you.
Sweet.
We're going to join you on the
35
I'll be
36 train. In a couple months. So
look at us.
Yeah.
But it is kind of unique to think about that has, as the industry shifted, it just went right along with us.
Well, they had their group. They just had to keep tuning the product to keep that audience. I mean,
just think about the unlucky bastards that are like 5 to 10 years older than us that then had kids.
Those guys are
when
special.
When it swung back down.
Those guys are our listeners.
Literally.
The kids are back into it now, and it's literally wrestling's been their entire life.
Sure. I've been teaching my daughter, who's 3, a little bit about wrestling. Every now and then, now she'll come up to me and just try to choke slam me. It's great.
Good
so
times.
I'll have to play into it, and she'll choke slam me.
Good times.
She gets a little rough with it 4 or 5 times and just destroy me.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I do like it. But what we're going to do here is, like we've told you, if you haven't read enough, we're going to combine the new school and the old school, more old school in our second part, usually weekly. We're going to put together some lists and things like that, some things that we love about old school wrestling, and we're going to bring them to you right here on the Three Horsemen Show. So that is the plan. We've got more plans. We've got talks of having guests also. T.O.'s working on that. Big E's working on that.
Yes,
we're gonna
sir.
We're going to see what happens as time passes on,
marches on. Want to give a little teaser?
You can.
Possible diva that maybe dated a baseball player.
Mm.
A famous baseball player, and then someone that was a member of the Generation X.
Oh.
And the NWO.
Oh.
Ooh.
Might limit those down to you.
There's only one.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So cool. Hopefully coming your way soon here on the Three Horsemen podcast. What we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about Oh, boy. We're going to cover Raw and SmackDown the best we can. We're all dedicated readers of what happens on the show. We watch, too.
I don't have cable. I'm going to be honest.
It's bad.
Yeah, I try to watch on your computer.
I could, but it's real.
I'm going to get me one of them network subs, I guess. I can watch that on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Can't you just bill it, too, part of your job?
I guess I could, but I don't know. I'll pay for it. I'm not that cheap.
We'll be part of we'll tell you what we like, what we don't like, who we don't like, and we are going to preview this coming weekend's 2017 Royal Rumble. I do not remember as many questions going into a Royal Rumble as this one.
It's wide open.
Which number of Rumble is this? Any idea if you were to give it a number?
Well, the first one was in 88, so I would say
they've had one every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You guys forgot that leap year, though.
RRXXX.
That doesn't matter.
There's been several of those leap years. I know.
You got to factor those in.
This would be the 30th.
RRXXX.
Right.
I like it.
As you hear the soda.
Oh, yeah.
Sound
I guess that's kind
of. The soda.
I'm used to doing that on my other
show. It's a good mic.
Yeah. And it never sounds as good from the mic you're on. Anyway, sorry about that, listeners.
No, I do. I'm sipping on,
sipping on
gin
that
and juice, bitches.
Whatever that is.
Let's jump right into action. So, go home Raw, go home SmackDown. Did you catch any of Raw?
A little bit, yeah.
So, they led off with...
saw the end.
I know how to get people to watch Raw. Have Roman Reigns just start talking.
Is that sarcastic?
That's how they start every...
Is it?
But it feels like they start every show with this guy fucking talking.
Honesty first, I've never once seen a promo or a match of this Roman Reigns
guy.
Everything I've seen from him has just been from the online sites where mostly he's panned. He's apparently related to who, The Rock or The Undertaker or somebody?
The Rock.
All those
guys.
I don't know.
He's the Undertaker's Samoan brother.
Could be.
It's bad though. They're cutting in audio. They're cutting in videos. They're splicing shit in. I mean,
I don't blame him.
Did you see the Fangate thing? That's what they were calling it online. They actually, when they showed the replay of him losing the belt later in the week and online and on the network, they cut out video of a guy cheering in the back, and spliced in a video of him shaking his head earlier from the night. And put it in there as his response to losing. Not kidding you. You can see like those side by side shots online.
Yeah, those production guys got to make a living, you know?
Yeah. But this guy, who's the last person they pushed this hard that the fans rejected?
John Cena.
I don't know if Cena's was this bad.
Was Cena rejected? Because I have all kinds of little nieces and nephews that love that guy, or did love that guy a few years back.
See, I think Cena was more over with the kids than this guy.
He was.
And that's why it's...
He's got color and personality, whether you like it or not.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll say this about Roman Reigns. He has the look. Is that it? Does he have any ring ability?
That's why.
What look?
He has... Okay, good point.
Well, it gives Vince a hard on?
He's a big guy.
Okay.
He's got muscles. Mm-hmm. He's got long, greasy hair. And he wears a vest.
He looks like a good guy to you?
No. He's got a wrestler's look. I'm not saying good guy, bad guy.
Dark hair, 5 o'clock shadow, dark skin, long oily hair. How many of the wrestling fan that sees a guy that looks like that walking down the road think that?
Nobody.
That's just a normal guy.
Nobody.
Yes, he. I mean, the fans can't relate to the guy. The guy looks like a villain. He doesn't have the look of a baby face.
Shave your face.
Yeah.
Cut your hair.
Hence the term baby face.
I try to get that across to people and tell them, in the old days, bleach blondes were bad guys. If you had dark hair, you were a good guy. And that's kind of how it works.
Oh, man, now I want to come up with exceptions. There's got to be exceptions, right?
It all changed with Hogan.
Well, by the way.
Well, Shawn Michaels was a good guy for a while.
All black. They dressed the guy in all black with like a little, that's what a heel used to wear.
They did with Hogan.
Yeah.
Switched to black.
Austin, had the blah.
Okay, that's when it turned to shades of gray. But that's what I mean. You can change these things. Anyway, Reigns came out and talked, and then Jericho and Owens came out. They'd done the same thing. Sexy pinata. You're a stupid idiot.
Can I ask you just real quick for an analogy?
Yeah.
Is this almost the opposite of Daniel Bryan going into the Royal Rumble a few years back? But just, it's almost the complete opposite. This guy was so over and they held him back. This guy's not over at all, but they keep trying to push him.
That was last year.
It just shows, what, Daniel Bryan?
No, Roman Reigns. They did this last year.
That's what I'm saying, though. Can you, I mean, like.
No, this was, that was 2 years ago.
It's been,
wow.
Yeah. This has been going on for a while.
So guy apparently just can't get over, huh?
Can't get over.
It is.
Just can't.
And they try. I mean, it's blatant how they try to get him over, reuniting him with the Shield, doing these little, this different shit. But the company couldn't get out of their own way to make money off Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get out of their way to get this guy where they want him to be. If they would have turned him heel 2 years ago or a year ago and then built the arc, they could have their WrestleMania moment in 2 months with him, the avenging good guy now that wins.
And, of course, we know the real way to get him over.
Turn him heel.
Turn Cena.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think.
He could restart the NWO.
I'm talking. If Cena goes. What?
That's a joke. They probably would do it, though, wouldn't they?
With the way the crowd is, though, if John Cena turned heel, it would pop bigger than ever.
You get Jeff Jarrett to come over wearing some face paint dropping from the rafters. I think we're on to something.
Jeff Jarrett.
Double J.
I've not heard that name in a while.
No, but
he's still a thing, right?
I guess.
JeffJarrett. Jeff Jarrett. Ding.
Have you thought about
great?
Have you thought about that, though?
What?
How much they've. How long the fans have wanted Cena to turn heel, that if it finally actually happened, he would just get cheered everywhere?
Oh, he would guaranteed get cheered.
That's everywhere. I mean, so that's like kind of the fans make it about themselves and what they want to see, that it no longer dictates what the office wants.
When do you think that changed? Because the last time I can remember, and probably the first ginormous heel change ever, was Hogan's change, and his took.
Biggest.
His took.
He had a great surrounding.
That's fair.
Cast.
And they've been building it up for months. And
yeah.
You got to do something like that. You can't just flip a guy around and say, now he's a bad guy. Jeer.
The one guy I would ask you about is Flair. Was he, because he went back and forth a few times where the Horsemen were babies. But when he was the cheater and all that, I'm assuming with that personality, there were more adults that liked him than we realized as kids.
And down south, he would travel from territory to territory, and when he came back, he was still Mid-Atlantic's mm-hmm. guy. It was like, oh, shit, he'd come to St. Louis and wrestle Harley Race. Well, St. Louis was Harley Race's town, so they'd boo the shit out of Flair. Mm-hmm. He'd cut promos. They'd send him to St. Louis, and he'd say, I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to have every girl. I'm going to be at the hotel. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do
that.
We'll
be on top of the arch.
Yeah. But it's just so much different now that they could still do the Hogan thing. They really could. And it'd be fun, actually. I think that I would watch.
I think I'd watch.
There's so many old storylines they could reuse that would be a breath of fresh air and would be great TV, because we know it would be great TV.
Give those to a bunch of writers who've never played a sport, never been in a fight. But, anyway, this segment, same thing, setting up for the match, which I understand, setting up for the match at Royal Rumble. Luke Gallows defeated Cesaro, the best wrestler in the company, in eight minutes and 52 seconds.
Too long.
That's
for
a pretty
that.
Long match.
Too long for those fucks.
With commercials, a bunch of commercials.
I'm really? Kidding.
They probably had 3-4 minutes of in-ring time.
Nothing pisses me off more than going to commercial in a match.
No.
Watch Raw.
Yeah.
You got to have more time for all the promos.
Don't you just feel bad for Cesaro?
Promos, segments. I feel horribly for him.
And again, what the writers do, and I mean, I don't want to be negative and shit all over it away, but they take a guy that is great, that the fans really love.
Ziggler.
And they put, I'm talking about Cesaro.
Oh, I know.
And they put fucking Sheamus with him and just fucking vacuums the heat. I mean, like, it just takes the shine off of that to try to get that turd over a little bit. Because everybody is tired of seeing him, the same bullshit look, no personality. Like,
this guy looks like a dweeb.
Yeah, but they put him
who?
Cesaro.
Looks like a dweeb?
He sees it's a picture of him in a vest holding some box.
Oh, boy.
Does that not look like a dweeb to you?
Dude, that guy is so over.
Yeah, that, picture, really? That picture out of context.
Like Rover. Like,
out of context.
He's, and he's losing steam, too. It's the same thing that happened to Ziggler. And you can go back and look at Ziggler, and he'd wear the tights that say over it because he was tired of fucking just dealing with it. It's kind of like Ryback's weight belt before he decided the pre-show stopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to Google Ryback now.
He's huge. He would look
pre-show
the part.
Stopper.
I'm a piece of shit. Oh, I've seen this guy before. I've seen this guy.
Then they had the looks like the a match generic. For. So Rollins is out of the Rumble now.
Yeah, which I
mean, Triple H really needs to wrestle him.
That's what's going to happen for sure.
Oh, I know, but
it's not going to happen Sunday night. So,
oh, I know.
But what's Rollins' role in the Rumble? Because he's going to be in it. So you're either, which also kind of leads me to believe that. He's either going to win.
Win what?
Oh, so I could see this scenario playing out. Mick Foley lets him in the Rumble. It starts the feud with him and Stephanie. He wins. They pull it from him. He doesn't get his shot to headline WrestleMania. Triple H comes back, takes that right away. They have their match. Then they could still give Reigns the title shot without having to give him the win at the Royal Rumble that pisses off the crowd.
Big E, your thoughts?
I'm just thinking I really got to watch more wrestling. And looking at the Seth Rollins guy, he looks like pretty generic. He looks like he's got the hair of like CM Punk or even Seth Rollins, just stringy, gross black hair.
Watch him wrestle.
Is he good? Is he a good wrestler?
He's good.
See, judging books by their covers here, it's not fair. I'm going to have to watch the product, see what's going on.
Well, like you talked about Cesaro, he doesn't look as strong as he is, so that's part of his thing.
Sure.
He's probably, definitely pound for pound the strongest in the company, Corey.
You think there's a video on YouTube I can go like, hey, I haven't watched wrestling for 6 years. Here's what you missed.
No.
Welcome back.
It'd be no video.
Really? Really 5 hours anything. Of television every week.
I'd do it, what was that movie where they held the guy's eyes open, Clockwork Orange style?
Yeah.
New WWE have to do a Clockwork Orange.
So, usually that's what they have to do to get
You don't see that happen? I mean, what do you think is going to happen with him? With Rollins?
He's going to do a promo at Royal Rumble and might get in the match. Triple H comes in and pulls him out or distracts him. This distraction shit where people's music plays and they get beat. I just don't. Get it? Somebody's
you know
music plays, so you lose.
I just thought about it. Reigns, Reigns will go on before the Rumble, wins that, so you don't have to worry about that being the last ovation of the night. So Rollins technically could still win if he enters.
Doubtful.
So is it still 30 men enter, 2 men start?
Mm-hmm.
Is it each additional 1 minute now? 30 seconds?
Minute
2 minutes?
And a half. There's never really any time.
Yeah, it's just whenever. Okay, now send out the next guy.
Yeah.
Put up the timer, 10 seconds, whatever they want.
Yeah.
And here comes the next guy. That's awesome.
That's the greatness. That's the greatness of the Rumble.
I always love the Rumble. It used to be 2 minutes, though. That's how I recall Ric Flair got the 60-minute man.
And it never really was.
Yeah, well. I never timed it.
That's the great. I did time it 1 year.
Did you? You're so
I was
going to
ask if
it.
You ever did.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Between every guy?
Mm-hmm.
What was the range?
It usually ended up like a minute 20 something, but there would be like minute 22, minute 43. It would all average out.
What I never got was those guys who were like, they come out like a beast and run towards the ring. Mm-hmm. I realize it's all part of the show, but wouldn't you kind of just want to slowly walk your way out there, burn some time, maybe a guy or two gets thrown out as
you're
taking
your time. That's why you got to watch Rumble 92, but Bobby Heenan doing the commentary is just gold.
I love Heenan, man. He's the best ever.
What's he doing?
I'm putting that
he's
on my list.
He's wasting time.
Rumble 92.
No, he's doing the smart thing. He's not going out there. Exactly.
I always thought of myself as a young, more beautiful Bobby Heenan with not that color of hair. But we're shaped similar.
So. We get two interviews from Charlotte and Bayley giving some background to that match heading into Rumble. Not bad.
Are they trying to kill her, though?
No, I don't think so.
Bayley?
I think they're setting up for a four-way at Mania.
Oh, now you're talking my lingo.
I could see that. Just her promos are awful.
I know.
Her poems 2 weeks ago, and then like it just, she kind of talks funny.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That worries me for her future.
But that's the problem with the entire industry, not the industry, but WWE right now. Everybody has to talk.
Well, because you read lines.
When
you memorize lines.
Yeah, but back in the day, if you weren't a good talker, you didn't talk. You had a mouthpiece.
That's what's better with these sit-down interviews, I think. I can take that instead of watching them.
Oh, this week wasn't an in-ring promo? I didn't see that part. Okay.
No, no, no.
Okay, never mind.
Two sit-downs. And not bad. We'll take them. TJ Perkins, Mustafa Ali, Jack Gallagher. This is Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, and Daivari. Bunch of 205 guys on the main show doing a six-man. Didn't watch.
So they have their own show on Tuesday nights for an hour.
Dude, I
but
don't
they have
get
two
it.
Matches on Raw.
I don't yeah. get it either.
That's weird.
So, again, another dumb, haven't watched in a while question. Mick Foley is currently God again of the brand, of the Raw brand.
That's what you want.
Or SmackDown brand. Are they split again?
He's on Raw.
It's split.
Okay, still split. So he's the GM, the manager. What is he?
GM,
but he has to answer to the daughter.
One McMahon or another?
Yeah.
They'd be doing everybody a lot of favors if they did away with this GM thing. But
on both sides.
Yep.
Man, they've been doing that for 10 years now. Since the first split.
Rusev. Love him. Titus O'Neil. Jinder Mahal. Well, however.
Gesundheit.
I'm going to go ahead and say.
Braun Strowman.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Jinder Mahal is going to be suspended within the next 6 months
eventually.
For something.
They defeated New Day and Enzo and Cass. It was just not good. 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But Big Show and Braun Strowman came face to face. Have you seen Show?
Face to neck, probably.
Yeah, he has a six pack. His arms look better. Did you see him Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's trimmed down quite a bit.
Is he under 5?
Oh yeah.
Oh
wow, really? Under 450?
It takes a lot to be 500 pounds.
Yeah, but he's been walking around to that pretty close to that for a while.
Well, I mean, still.
I bet he's closer to 4. Whoa, came in hot there. I guess he's closer to 4 than 5. Is my guess.
Let's find
400
out.
Pounds.
Paul White's current
I'd say maybe.
Weight.
Yeah.
Maybe I should type.
Over under 450, you think over?
I'd say he's around 430. And then that was leading in to Roman Reigns defeating Jericho via DQ. I don't know why they had this.
They have been. And I know it's a long feud, but back in the day when they would feud, they wouldn't wrestle every week. Like
mm-hmm.
just something, they just wouldn't wrestle for a couple weeks.
Which makes you wonder how they get people to the network.
Yeah, I mean that has been going on. Those some combination of those three, and add Rollins if you say four, and it's just with them wrestling every week.
Too long.
It loses the steam.
Too long. And then Nia Jax. Crushed Ray Lynn. Another cruiserweight match. I'm sorry, but
441.
This really doesn't need to be on TV. Then we get to the final segment. So Goldberg, Lesnar, Undertaker in the ring to end the show.
And I had to go to bed because I had to be at school the next morning to take a test for my junior year's algebra.
You're
test.
Not in a time machine, man. This was last Monday.
Oh. Wow.
I want to say something here. So, say it's 1998.
Yeah.
And they're going into
it's
the Rumble.
It's 1998.
With Austin.
I thought about this.
Could you imagine if Hulk Hogan, we won't even use Hogan. You could, but imagine it's Bob Backlund, Harley Bubba Race, Backlund. And Hulk Hogan in the ring to end Raw.
It's a pretty big deal.
Then one of these guys should win the Royal Rumble. Am I wrong? You just ended the show to go into the Royal Rumble with those three guys in the ring.
I wouldn't be surprised if...
Goldberg?
I wouldn't be surprised if he won.
You main event him at WrestleMania in 2017.
I wouldn't. But, you know.
You can. I mean, I get it. Look, I understand.
How long
it's your
match
three
can
biggest
work?
Guys.
Can he work a 10-minute match anymore?
He could. A lot of power moves, a lot of laying around.
The issue
a lot of dragging some guy around, setting up for the next move.
If anybody can do it, that he's a freak.
Fair enough.
But if he does win, who do you have him have a match with at Rumble?
I don't know.
I mean,
at Rumble?
Or at Mania, is it Cena? I mean, like if Cena gets the belt, he crosses over, gets people to SmackDown since they've seen that he can draw a little bit to Raw. That's one thing I've thought about.
I guess, but at this point, are you ever going to try and get your own guys over?
I mean...
anybody under the age of 45?
So you've built the Undertaker for 20-something years, and...
Damn near 30.
And you have
Lesnar.
A guy that wrestles once every 2 months.
Wrestled for about 8 years total. And Goldberg.
Go over him.
About 5 years.
Oh, yeah. No, that's my point. You have Sting come back and you have Triple H get over Sting. Then when someone gets over on Lesnar, it's Goldberg. Gee, God. Wonder why you guys can't build stars in your company.
Well, you just, I mean, just odd. But that just makes me think one of those three is going to win, or we're looking at a three-way in at WrestleMania. Get his win back over Lesnar? Have Lesnar take the pin? I don't know.
And Lesnar never gets payback off of, although
he deserves it, like, to not get any kind of payback, the bastard. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure Lesnar. I know, but and then Lesnar loses at WrestleMania. If he eats the pin, Lesnar really never gets his.
Yeah, it's just odd.
But it did say that Goldberg signed on to wrestle at the pay-per-view before Mania.
He's in the Rumble.
No, that's what I'm saying, but maybe Goldberg and Lesnar settles up before WrestleMania.
No, they're Raw. The next pay-per-view is SmackDown.
There's two pay-per-views, though.
There's another one?
There's two pay-per-views, one for each brand before WrestleMania.
What's the other one?
Jesus.
No Roadblock? Idea. I don't know. No, there's an Elimination Chamber's one of them. I know,
but is the other one Roadblock?
Let me pull it up.
But anyway, so that's how that ends. Those three standing in the ring.
Because remember, they started doing them every 2 weeks there for that period of time.
Yeah. It's strange. I mean, they got a good crowd reaction, but...
I want to get a little tangential here real quick. Anyway, Lesnar ever drops the MMA gimmick?
No.
God, I wish he would.
Why?
Because it's just boring.
What's the boredom?
You're not an MMA fighter anymore. You barely ever were. You can't go out there and be the guy that just beats on somebody every match and ground and pound and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's just...
But he's a bad motherfucker.
You say he's maybe a bad motherfucker in a four-sided ring, but in an eight-sided octagon, I've seen the guy not want to take a punch. So... I'm just saying.
No, I get what you're saying.
And I'm not saying I like UFC any more than, you know, wrestling anymore, because that shit's pretty horrible. Their product's shit these days, too.
Right.
But come on, Brock.
I get your point.
Be a wrestler again, buddy. Strap on some green spandex or something.
Green.
March 5th. So Mania is April 2nd this year.
Right. Hey, somebody's got a birthday that day.
March 5th.
Sure.
Fastlane. Elimination is February 12th. Fastlane, March 5th. So... No. There's your two before. So, it could happen.
Clear everything up. No, not bad. I mean, I'll take it. I just, it does create a good sort of atmosphere going into the Royal Rumble, which is fine by me, but I think it's weird to have those three in the ring at the end. But, hey, make money. SmackDown. Actually, the better of the two shows. Led off with Orton defeating Harper. 10-minute match. Not bad.
Cowboy Bob?
No. Randall.
Oh.
Randall.
Randall Tex Orton. Okay.
And with all that stuff going on within the Wyatts, I mean...
Gee, what? They're teasing a breakup like they do all the time, and then they have one. How many people are going to come in and out of that? Then they reform. They need to do a real fucking kooky family. Have Bray, have the two original ones, Harper and Rowan.
Right.
Pull one of the girls from NXT that you can make look, you know, that can look dirty, that can work. They have the lady, and then you can bring, he's.
You don't even have to make her dirty. You can make her crazy.
But dress her, you know, in sort of the way they do. And you have something way more authentic than just, like, why Randy Orton ever joined. He never talked about why he joined. It was just a, like, he really fits in with those guys?
No.
It doesn't look right. It wasn't developed right. It's probably going to end this weekend. But Orton was getting pretty good reactions when he just came back because, he had been away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They do that turn. He's... still gets, you know, the mediocre cheers. It's done nothing for the group. It's done nothing for him. It didn't elevate him. It makes no sense.
Well, we're going to find out.
What do you
real shortly?
You goddamn right.
Do you think Bray Wyatt will ever make his way to the top?
Nope.
Be a you know a one or two heel in the company?
Nope. He's in Jake Roberts' spot.
You think he should?
Gets the guy over to get to the belt. No, make a case, but they already missed their chance. So what's the point? That's, like they've missed with a ton of them. Yep. So I mean, I don't know. I don't think it'll happen.
It's just, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
I was just gonna say, just the ability, the talking.
Totally agree.
They had the entrance. I mean, they had so much. They actually built them up with the vignettes.
How over was he 3 years ago?
I mean, do you remember the buildup that they had for months?
Yes.
With just the little 30-second skit. I mean, like the Razor Ramon, like the Mr. Perfect. They actually invested time.
Those are the good old days, pal.
The group that's been pushed to mid-card is what got me back into wrestling in 2014. So why they've gone away from them.
If I could go to a wrestling event tonight, here's what I would do. I'd make a big old sign. They would say, bring back Bastion Booger. And that's it.
He was actually on...
Dead now, whatever.
I watched an old Raw the other night, and Bastion Booger was on it.
Mike Shaw.
2012, was it?
Somewhere in there.
2012, really?
2007, I think.
I was going to say, wow.
It was something that,
I'm glad he got some
pretty
work
sure he
recently.
Was dead by then. But that's all right.
It was in a match with The Undertaker.
No. Mickie James is back. Love it.
Looked
Love
great.
Her.
Looked great.
Because she is great. But
how old do you think she is?
36.
And wow. Let's find out. She was born in 1979. She is 37.
So she was young.
I was way off.
In her WWF run. WWE run.
26. 25, 26.
Yeah, but when did she start? She left.
2006?
She
started in 2006.
She had a match at Mania 22 that I went to, and I was like, I don't want to watch this. And they blew that place up. It was fucking, well, it's Chicago, so it always goes
well.
Is this
who you're talking about?
No, that's not her.
I'm just talking with you.
No,
that's her picture, but it's fucking totally.
Yeah, that's how they ran her out of the fucking
doing
WWE. That
Piggy James or something?
But she's back and she...
That's why she got ran out of WWE?
Well, you know, her and she was getting with a real muscled up guy that essentially ran the company.
I think they broke up, and then she had to leave.
Might have been.
Are you guys insinuating she was with Trips?
No.
What's the insinuation here?
Juan
Cena?
Oh, I got you.
I don't think it's much of an insinuation.
You guys don't have to be all like on the side here. You can be like, this bitch might have fucking John Cena. I don't know. But that's a rumor.
I don't think it's much of a rumor.
No, she was.
Pretend like I would know that. Wouldn't know that.
Wasn't she dating someone in the company too when it was going on?
Kenny Dykstra.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Oh, the pitcher?
Yep.
I'm taking Lenny.
Kenny Lenny?
Yeah, the pitcher.
That was part
definitely
of his,
a sports fan.
That was part of his joke.
Oh, I got it.
God.
Sorry.
From the Yankees?
I'm trying to read, gentlemen. Battle Royal for a spot in the Rumble. Mojo Rawley wins. I guess he's getting a push without Ryder out?
I have a theory on this.
All right.
Where's the Super Bowl at?
Orlando. Fuck, I don't know. Houston.
Where's the Royal Rumble at?
Alamo Dome.
Okay. Also in Texas. Who's his best friend?
Rob Gronkowski.
Think Gronkowski might be appearing at the Rumble Sunday night? Sitting close, cheer on his boy.
Doubt it. They don't even fly in until Monday.
He's
or
hurt.
Sunday.
He's hurt, though. He might not fly with the team.
Never mind. You're right.
So I could see, they've used him before in little stuff in the back and different things. I could see.
If he's been used before, why not?
Yeah.
He probably could even get his seat comped.
Oh, I think
maybe
they did it on – didn't they use him on one of the NXT shows?
I don't know. If they did, I missed it.
Yeah. I mean, they've used him a couple times. They're like shown. And
was NXT a good show? Was
awesome.
It okay? Was?
Was really good.
Yes.
But they've called people up to be mid-carders.
Sure.
Awesome.
Closest thing to what we grew up on.
I shouldn't say that.
Really? It's that decent, though?
Not, like younger. Because
they still got gimmicks.
Kids.
And
yes.
Ugh. I might have to check that out.
Yeah, but not awful gimmicks. They've got guys that can wrestle. We probably got to start reviewing NXT.
That's what we need to do a show
gimmick.
On the worst gimmicks of all time. The Goon. That was a horrible one.
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. Beaver Cleavage.
I liked Beaver Cleavage, but whatever.
Each
their own.
Let me keep thinking. Simon Dean, the workout guy.
Hey, he turned out pretty good later.
Oh, well, he was in the BWO. He came out of ECW.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's think of some other ones. Nah, let's not yet. That'll be one of our...
That'd be a good show.
That'll be one of our shows. Styles calls out Cena. Everybody loves Styles. That should be a good match. What's it? What is it? Elimination Chamber? How does he walk in and get a shot at the title, by the way? Just whatever the fuck they want to do.
Do you think he's going to win, though? Cena?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
I mean, the reason I don't is they haven't built up the tying Ric Flair's title enough.
I would say no.
And, I mean, that's my thing. I think that they would probably, you know, make a bigger deal about Cena, you know, will he tie Ric Flair? Like, drawing more attention to that for that to be the event.
They always try to make wrestling fans happy at Mania, and I think if they really want to make them happy, it'll be Balor and Styles at Mania. But it might be without the belt. That's what sucks. So, you never know. It could be anything. But Styles is awesome. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, but they have him casted wrong, too.
Well, I don't think that's changing. I mean, he comes out and puts on the best match every night. But as you can tell, SmackDown is better than Raw. Ziggler beats Kalisto in 45 seconds. At least they're making Ziggler look like he has a shot Sunday, which I love because I love Ziggler. Then they have... They're getting some more... You see the women getting involved more? Mm-hmm. Is this going to lead to a women's elimination chamber?
Yeah, on that show.
You know, with Mickey James...
Has that ever been done?
No.
Be interesting. You put one guy in there and it gets real interesting, though.
Yeah, what's the girl's name that's the...
Bliss.
You put one guy... Good God. A Bliss?
Alexa Bliss, yeah.
James... What's our redhead's name? Man, this is terrible.
Christy Hemme, of course,
Bailey.
Yes.
No, not Bailey.
The Scottish girl or Irish girl, Becky Lynch.
Yeah, Becky Lynch. They've got a lot of girls. They could do an elimination chamber. But I would be surprised they did it without Charlotte.
That's what I was going to say. She's going to be a part of the first everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. They're not going to do anything meaningful
without
that's not
her.
Raw. Yep.
Yeah, you're probably right. And main event, Dean Ambrose defeats The Miz in about 12 minutes. Give it some rumble
He's
build.
Such a douchebag.
Baron Corbin is involved at the end of the match. Your buddy Baron Corbin.
He looks like, yeah.
What's he look like?
He's got a horrible look. I mean, he looks like just a villain from like Ninja Turtles or something. I mean, it's unreal.
Who put those tights on him?
Or that jacket, or
I put them on himself.
Why hasn't he had a buddy say, "Hey, why don't you shave your head or do something different with your fucking hairline that starts in the middle of your head?"
I get this odd feeling he doesn't have a lot of friends.
He's a lone wolf, Corey.
Yeah, but I just get that feeling anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he played football though. He's boxed. I mean, growing up, you think he probably would have had friends playing sports and shit.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
He might be a real lone wolf.
Yeah.
I can see.
But not a
Vince
real
says,
wolf.
Hey, pal, you don't have any buddies. You're a lone wolf. Howl for me, Baron.
Tell me this. Can you puke on command?
he's gonna puke.
Never gets old. I don't care.
Big D. Can't help but love that voice. But that wraps up SmackDown. And Raw, and I think we've got some things to plug, don't we? We've got...
Yes, if you're in the energy drinks, you should be getting out there to check out Da Vinci Energy Drinks.
Yeah. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, actually. They are.
Well, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well, no, I know. Especially with the kinds you like, you know, kind of a little more healthy, less calories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, but you can check them out at enjoydavinci.com. They got three different flavors right now. I don't know the names of them. I'm not a big energy drink guy. But
maroon, blue, and yellow.
They gave us a whole bunch of them around the office, and they do not last but a few days. Like, three cases are gone in a day.
Well, yeah. I think it might have been because everybody was sucking them down like they were going to... that was the last batch of the
history of Da Vinci. Well, I'm not saying they're just stealing them, but they were just drinking them like they were going out of style.
No, and I say that because there are energy drinks that are just bad. Like, I don't see how people drink
I think that's
Mountain
my problem
Dew
with
energy
them.
Drinks.
That's what I tried one of those. Like, I don't know, I was probably 20, tried a Mountain Dew energy drink. It was like drinking straight fountain soda syrup.
I was like, no
more energy drinks for me ever, and I've not drank one since.
MDX, is that what it was called? Mountain Dew? It was like the neon green. I'm not kidding
you. It seemed like it was radioactive.
Was it Sparks?
I don't recall.
I drank one of those Mountain Dew MDXs. I take a flight. I get to Chicago.
How could you drink that much caffeine? You're such a high-strung guy.
I drank just one of them, just one. And my piss was neon green.
Oh, now
I got
to get
some. The same color as that. Hey, I never drank one again after that of the Mountain Dew ones. It freaked me out. And then I thought I had an STD, and I didn't.
Talk about being a fan of DX, man, when your piss is neon green.
Yeah.
No, but
again, check out DaVinci. EnjoyDaVinci.com. You can find them in almost any store in Southern Illinois, in Missouri, in St. Louis. Just give them a shout. They're great.
Yeah, and your next live read DaVinci, I won't talk about my neon green piss. Sorry.
Yeah, but actually, we just put them over. I didn't realize that till I
said
that.
Man, they're way more than Southern Illinois.
They're good.
Yeah, they're
so apparently. Check them out. We've all checked them out, and I wouldn't lie to you. That's why I'm a prick.
It's true.
It really, that's why people think I'm a prick. But, all right, so we're going in. We got the Royal Rumble on Sunday. Here's what we got. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks. These are both kickoff shows. Then we've got a six-woman tag team match. Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya versus Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi. We've got Richie Swann versus Neville for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Charlotte Flair versus Bayley for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. And Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship with Jericho suspended above the ring in a shark cage. How hard have they gone after showing the shark cage?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Like, they've never done this before in the history of wrestling.
When was the last time WWF did it, though? NXT did it about a month ago.
I said in the history of wrestling.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's since it was done elsewhere, nobody's seen it in their eyes.
Vince McMahon is walking by the video room. They're editing something for the network. And he goes, "What's that, pal? That's a shark cage, Vince. They have it above the ring. We got to do that. We got to do that.
Great idea.
Get it in there. Roman Reigns will be involved.
You know what's better than one shark cage? Two shark cages.
Oh, shit. Who are we going to put up in the other one?
Shark cage tag champs.
Jeez.
We'll have him in a shark cage, pal. They'll be all looking
special
at him.
Special guest referee, the body of Steve Irwin.
Oh, Jesus. Real good.
Went dark.
We love it. Good.
That's just my style.
Jaws. And then main event. Well, they're basically the co-main event. Styles and Cena for the WWE Championship. Anything jump out at you guys?
No.
Yeah, I
Styles and Cena will be good.
I don't know what's going to happen in the last two. Just the element of not knowing.
Surprise.
With this one, they've done a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, rumors will get out before the weekend. You know they will. That's how it always goes.
On a separate note, if anybody listening has access to a wrestling ring and is in the vicinity of Edwardsville, Illinois, please contact us at info@thethreehorsemanshow.com. I'm setting something up. Thank you.
Attaboy. Predictions. Let's go. Cesaro and Sheamus versus, come on, the Bullet Club. Who you got?
If they don't put over the Bullet Club boys, this is their last chance. I think they're going to get the belts.
They have just treated them horribly.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Yeah, I'll go with Cesaro. He looks like a douche, but apparently he's strong.
Dude, you really got to see this guy. I'm taking Cesaro and Sheamus because Gallo beat Cesaro on Raw. Nia Jax and Sasha Banks on the kickoff show. Man, they're putting Jax over. I'm telling you. They are going to just destroy this Sasha Banks girl. I do not understand what the problem is.
I don't like that name, Nia Jax. I'm going against her. Banks all the way.
Boom.
You heard it here first, folks.
T.O. Is giving us radio silence.
I'm trying to think what build they would do for Mania with Nia Jax, but they're doing it on the pre-show to get her ready for Charlotte. I'm sure she's going to, I'm going with her.
And we'll have polls on our Twitter. You guys are going to be able to vote on these.
Polls, awesome.
Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya versus Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi. If they're smart, they get Mickie James team over, but they won't. I mean, should have Becky Lynch eat the pin from
now,
Nikki.
Is that Natalya Neidhart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and say that the Bella gets the pin on her in this match.
Wow. You're probably right. That's a sad thing. Richie Swann versus Neville for the Cruiserweight title.
Neville?
Yeah.
I'll give it to Neville.
I agree.
See English?
Get him back over. This guy was in NXT and was one of the first guys that everybody saw.
Huh.
and they've done well. At least they turned him heel. But he is short, he is cut, and he can, I mean, dude can move.
You're what? Right. Everett. Everett's head just popped up when you said he was cut.
Oh, good to know.
I love a good cut guy, can I say?
Well.
No, I was thinking of Neville from
Harry
Potter.
Probably does P90X.
Does he?
I don't know.
You can overdose on that shit.
Can you?
Be careful when you're doing that P90X.
It's good to know. Charlotte Flair versus Bayley for the women's title. Anybody?
Charlotte.
Yeah,
I'll go with Charlotte.
Good name, right?
They're not going to put Bayley over this soon, are they? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Never know. You're probably right.
T.O.'s brother or Roman Reigns is what you're going to ask next?
Owens and Reigns.
I'd love for Owens to win. I really would. I don't think they should do it, but... You think they would have learned their lesson, but I still think they're going to put Reigns over and just piss off everybody again.
I'm going to go with Owens myself.
Mm. I'm going with Reigns, so because I don't know. You got Jericho in the cage, which may lead to some hijinks.
Well, Jericho's going to have something in there with him. He's going to drop down, and that's going to be your finish, like brass knucks or whatever. Here, take this. I want you to win.
But what if Kevin doesn't catch them, and they somehow end up in the hands of Roman Reigns?
Oh, no. That'd be another good finish.
Oh, my gosh.
Couldn't see that coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. We just saved people 50, 60 bucks if they...
if they haven't spent 10 this month to watch it.
Right.
Styles and Cena for the championship.
Oh, if Reigns wins, they have to give it to Styles. They can't. I mean, God, that place would riot.
Let me ask you this: which one of those is the Raw champ, and which one's the SmackDown? Because you get the Universal Championship, which Reigns and Owens are going after.
That's, Owens is the Universal Champ,
which is Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And what belt do they have that guy using? Is it a new belt or?
It's a same version but red.
Okay, I'll have to figure that out. So the WWE.
I mean, it's the same plate and everything. Same
okay.
plates.
Well, I don't remember which plate you're talking about.
They look the exact
WWE
same. They,
as what?
They, it's just
oh,
a
is
W
each
on
belt?
It. Yeah.
Oh,
one's
the same.
One's red, one's blue.
No, I mean, like, is it following like a classic style belt that I might recall?
No.
Okay.
He's talking about like when they split the first time. The
yeah, he had
the
like,
old
yeah,
NWA,
the old NWA
belt,
right?
Went, yeah.
Oh. And the WWE Championship is your SmackDown belt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know how much I've learned about wrestling today? More than I've learned in the past 5 years.
It's great.
Good thing you're on a wrestling show.
I'm telling you. When it comes to the old school shit, I'm right there. But
you're going
to
be the
I'm
going
to get back into the new wrestling.
Good.
The new stuff?
The new wrestling.
The newbies?
Yeah.
We can have parties. Us three.
I'm going with Styles. I just don't think they'll do it with Cena.
I have classically never liked Cena, so Styles all the way.
Well, that leads us to the Rumble. You want to hear our entrance?
I got some stats on the Rumble if you guys want to know about like who has the most eliminations of anybody coming in, how many times they've been appeared.
Yeah, we'll be giving them out here in about 13 minutes.
We will? Cool.
Well, it's
second
on the next show.
Part of the show.
Well, I'll save that then.
Follow the format, damn it.
Did I get a copy of the format?
No, you didn't.
Oh.
I figured I kind of gave it away when I said, okay, so you guys know what we're doing, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
I love it.
I'm fired. I'll do it myself.
Don't piss them off, Corey. We need three people.
Yeah, I know. Literally.
We are the three horsemen. It gets kind of awkward, too.
God.
Here are your entrants into the 2017 Royal Rumble. Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Big E.
Woohoo! How the fuck did I get in on this?
I don't know. Wow, I never thought about that.
Wow.
Big E Langston.
We're
going
to have to
that.
Photoshop your head on his body. Do you know what he looks like?
No. He's not never great. Even aware
not
that
like
this guy
you.
Existed.
Not yeah. like you.
He's a little darker. Yeah. He's got the same physique.
Kofi Kingston's in. Xavier Woods is in. Chris Jericho. Braun Strowman. Baron Corbin. The Undertaker. Dean Ambrose. The Miz. Ziggler. Cesaro. Sheamus. Bray Wyatt. Randy Orton. Luke Harper. The Big Show. Sami Zayn. Big Cass. Rusev. And our most recent entrant. I mean, how can you go without mentioning Mojo Rawley? My God.
And Mr. Mojo.
How many does that, like that leave Rover. Open?
I thought it left 8 open. I don't have the number of participants on me, but I can read, or somebody else can.
That was 22 you just named.
So we got 8 left.
8 left.
Which leaves spots for?
I'm going to say Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Kurt Angle is a rumor, right?
Yeah. He's shot it down.
Oh, he did. Of course he shot
it
down.
Makes it even more possible.
Of course.
I think Balor might come back.
I like it.
Triple H could be in.
Ooh.
Rollins could still be there. I think that, yeah. Rollins goes at 29. 30 comes out, whoever that is. Triple H beats the shit out of him.
You're really dead set on Rollins getting in, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see him not doing anything on the second biggest pay-per-view.
Now, you guys are forgetting Kane is still alive.
Oh, he'll be in it for sure, and they'll act like it's this big surprise.
Oh, God. I can't do it. I can't do a JR anymore. I used to. You got to get real loud to do a JR, and I just don't want to do that.
By God.
Oh, well, maybe not then. Dick.
Prove you wrong. I mean, are we forgetting anyone? There's going
to
be some.
Even though he's dead, Doink is always a favorite to come out for a Rumble.
You love you some Doink.
They're going to do a couple NXT guys. I mean, I said Samoa Joe, but he's probably going to come up. But you
Samoa Joe's a good one. A
couple of those douchers will get on.
I would love to see Nakamura get in this.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Takamichinoku.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Well, he has the belt. Like, what's he? I mean, you just know he's not going to win. They might do it to test, see how over he is with the crowd.
Yeah, they don't put a bunch of schlubs in this thing to get people eliminated.
I mean, they're talking about, like, Ty Dillinger was going to be one, the guy that does the 10-10-10 in NXT. They're saying he's going to be the 10th and drive around that some places.
What do you think about Rude?
Rick Ravishing? Rude?
Doubt no. It. No.
I doubt he's going to be there.
No. What do you think about Rude?
I mean, he's in a storyline with Nakamura right now. They're doing. I mean, that's the reason. Like, I don't know if they'll do it with those two guys.
So you put those two in the Rumble and they eliminate each other.
And the people that
you get eyes on NXT.
I understand, but I don't know. I feel like they don't care enough about NXT to do that.
Okay. Well, you might be right. They could.
I mean, that's a great way to test all three of them. I mean, other than the fact NXT is there the night before, but it's still a different audience. I'm sure they're running smaller.
Do they want those guys to get over more than the people they already have up there?
That's what happened with AJ Styles last year.
Mm. Yeah, forget that NXT run.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Nuts. They're also talking about the fucking Flippy Doo guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody's – Kenny or no, not Kenny Dykstra. Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
There's talks of him. He has a date Saturday somewhere. He's wrestling overseas.
It's canceled, wasn't it?
Something. There's something weird with it. So
pulled out.
There's a chance that he could even end up
here.
And
he's also said no.
I think it's in Chile is where he was supposed to be at. I'm wanting.
You've got to give a legend that people would not expect to be in.
Michaels?
Jannetty.
I mean, I'm just thinking. That'd be fucking. That'd be awesome.
Marty Jannetty. That is our next post. Will Marty Jannetty on Twitter be in the Royal Rumble?
He'll respond.
It's not too late. I think we can get a grassroots campaign going. Get Jannetty in the Rumble.
I think we could get a great response. Will Marty Jannetty be in the 2017 Royal Rumble?
Little fucking dude that looks like a turtle will be in it.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah. No.
Little guy that looks like a turtle
on SmackDown. The dude that Strowman beat the fuck out of and
Ellsworth.
He'll be in it. Yep. I guarantee, just for the goofy pop.
What about Curtis Axel? Does he get his chance to redeem himself yet again?
Oh, I mean, that's probably another one. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many people that are.
We still didn't name a legend. You gave Shawn Michaels. I kind of like that one. That would be fun just to see him in
Alamo Dome. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Who else? Booker T is one of them.
He's from San Antonio, isn't he?
Who?
Shawn Michaels.
Is he from there? San Antonio?
Yeah.
And that's where the Alamo Dome is, right?
Is he?
Well, the Alamo is in San Antonio.
Somewhere around there. I'd have to look it up.
I think that's where Jose Lothario's school is.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Very, 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 very true.
Very good.
That's old school, man. That's going to be almost automatic. It's this new stuff I've never heard of. Who are we talking about?
Any of them.
Yeah, any of them.
I'm calling for Booker T to be in.
Oh, that'd be cool. You know, he's a five-time.
Yeah, he is.
I heard that. I read that somewhere.
I also wouldn't
put it past them putting Daniel Bryan in. Yeah. I can see it.
Why open that can of worms?
Why not?
Isn't he the guy that retired?
Gets people talking.
Who am I thinking of?
Oh, you're thinking of Daniel Bryan.
You're right.
He had the big beard.
Yeah.
Thought he was, like, really injured, though.
He is.
Just so you're making a joke?
It's a Royal Rumble.
Well, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, anything
they put fucking Jimmy Snuka and Roddy Piper in this thing 10 years ago.
I rest my case then.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can put anybody in. They put Kevin Nash and he can barely walk.
Ooh, let's get Scott Hall in then.
Ooh.
Not a chance.
Or even, yeah, fuck it, Jake the Snake. He's doing good these days.
Oh, boy.
He always wanted that, remember? Jake the Snake, is like, that was like one of his big goals.
Yeah. To win the Rumble?
To be in it. Be in it again.
And it didn't happen.
Oh.
The shame. Shame, shame, shame.
DDP could come. I mean, he's always one. They're kind of blowing him right now. They're doing a DVD on him.
Let's get Raven. What about Raven?
God damn, they don't need to have any legends. No. They're having Goldberg, Undertaker, and Lesnar in it. I mean, those are guys from the Attitude Era. Well, yeah. not Lesnar, but the first two.
Always don't. Also, never put it past them putting the Road Dogg in it.
Ooh, Jesse James?
Yep.
Hmm.
So he just got promoted to the lead writer for.
Is he an Armstrong again, or is he still Jesse James these days?
He's not an Armstrong again. I mean, he's still Road Dogg.
Is he? Okay. What a weird gimmick to stick with you through your whole career.
Got over.
Of a roadie?
Yeah. Of Jeff Jarrett. Now you're known forever.
I don't think anybody thought of him as a roadie at that time. Yeah. A lot of new eyes came to the product.
But it's still funny. You get my point, though. It's still derivative.
You could still be the Road Dogg from being the roadie.
I mean, that's what it came from.
That's what I'd call my roadie, Road Dogg.
Is that what you would call him? Of course you would.
And if I can make any final points, is that I'm very angry, you two, for not telling me there was a wrestler named Big E. I assume he's been around for a while.
I'll be honest with you. He's the New Day, so I haven't called any of them by their names since Jesus was in junior
high. New Day?
About 6 months ago, they were the best thing going. They're really.
Are they stable?
Yeah, but I guess they're real. I mean, people still pop for them. I just find it really annoying because.
It shows you the shelf life of a gimmick these days.
Well, but it's because there's so much TV per week. But what they also do, and I know they did it with Austin and then.
They cut a 10-minute segment every week.
A guy can go around as Kamala for 10 years because, well. You didn't see him but once a year.
Yeah.
But you can't do that anymore, sadly.
I think they kept Hogan on top.
You can't do the same.
Fair enough.
The same four words that they chant and clap and not wear out.
You're right. You're right.
All right, gents. I guess this is as good a place as any.
One more prediction.
We got to have a prediction for winners.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Get a little,
let's get out. Fuck it. Let's get out of here.
I could see if Reigns goes over. I could see Balor winning. Balor and Dipshit at WrestleMania. And then they have the option of being where they wanted to be 6 months ago starting the brand split.
Starting over?
Making the choice between Reigns and Balor.
So you're saying Balor. You're picking somebody that's not even confirmed to be in the match.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off.
He's supposed to get cleared this week at some point in time. But I'm going for the glory. I'm going for the big.
It's
shot.
Rare that a mystery participant wins. It's happened a few times though, hasn't it? That's how Flair won.
Edge, no.
I didn't think
Flair was in.
I thought he was in a mystery the company in '92.
It was his first thing he did in the company, wasn't it? It's been so long.
Didn't they strip the belt from him?
Came in about September, October of '91.
Was it Survivor Series?
Because that was the year after the whole Undertaker, Hogan, Tuesday in Texas Survivor Series.
Yeah, about 2 months after.
Had he actually wrestled at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had gone around the loop with Hogan and Piper by then.
Hmm.
Which ruined Mania. But we got to stay on topic. Who's your pick to win?
Oh, boy. I want to give it to Goldberg. Fuck it. Who's next?
Boy,
29 other guys.
He did make the quote. He made the quote, I'm going to, if I have to pile drive and jackhammer 29 guys to do so.
He could do it.
It sounded pretty gay.
And he beat the shit out of Brock. Didn't he squash Brock a while back?
Like a minute and 30, something like that?
2 minutes.
Why do you squash Brock?
I don't know.
That was what we were saying earlier. Why not? Yeah. Let someone else do it. Balor is who I'm going with for a minute.
So we got Balor. You're saying Goldberg?
Goldberg.
And as much as I don't want to see it, I'm going with Taker. I just think he's going to get his second win. Second Rumble win. I believe his first one was 07.
And what do they do with him at Mania?
Have him wrestle Reigns. Farewell match.
And Reigns, I mean, that's how they're going to end.
They're setting up Jericho and Owens.
Yep.
That's going to be a match. It's not going to be for a belt.
Doesn't need to be.
Nope. I think he's got a shot. As much as it pains me. I mean, I like Taker. I don't love the whole. I've never been in love with the whole thing like a lot of people are. But I'm going to go with Taker. I like the Balor pick. That's If you think they're willing to hit reset and do it again, you might be right.
Because that means right where they wanted to be.
You're right.
This guy won the was it Survivor Series or SummerSlam? They like hot shotted him from NXT. Comes up, he has this kick ass entrance, good worker, underwear model, like legitimately.
I mean, it makes sense.
And he wins the belt his second night in the company, first night in the company. I mean, it was something crazy, right?
He had been. I mean, first matches.
Yeah.
First two matches, something like that. I'd have to look.
And the night he wins the belt, he tears his labrum. I'm wanting to say. By a move, so they put the belt on him. He's the first ever Universal Champion, and he has to forfeit it the next night. Like, legit, not storyline, because he had to have the surgery. So
that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, so you get to this point. So it's, you know, you could go back to, what, September?
Yes. The possibilities are endless, gentlemen. I guess we'll find out.
It will be fun
Sunday
to watch. I mean, I can honestly say, like, it's, you know, it's not slapping me in the face.
Right.
With what's
going
to happen.
So T.O. is going with Finn Balor. Big E is going with
Goldberg.
And Corey, the person you hear talking, is going with Undertaker. So, I guess we'll find out Sunday. We'll be back here with part two. We are going to talk about the history of the Royal Rumble. We're going to, I guess you could say countdown, but we're going to give you some fun facts and figures, and it's not going to be a 3-minute video. We're actually going to just talk about this stuff. Oh, I forgot about the Royal Rumble package. God, we missed that video package they show every year. But it's awful. It's the worst thing, and they show it 40 times.
Well, congratulations, guys. First show.
Well done.
Well done. We did it.
In the books.
We finally did something.
In the books.
Yeah, but we better get out of here and get back for part two.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
We'll talk to you on the other side with more Royal Rumble talk. We'll see you soon.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.